Just a quick note, this podcast is entirely improvised. Any similarity to anyone real, imaginary, or otherwise is entirely coincidental. Now please enjoy.
I woke up like... I woke up like...
Thanks for flying Delta.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Dana Schaff.
And I'm Carol Ufganza.
And this is I woke up like this.
Wow, I didn't expect you to say that. You really love Delta, don't you?
I do love Delta.
And so, you know, usually when we fly, we usually actually take separate planes just in case one of them crashes.
Well, yes, because you choose to fly Southwest, and I learned this recently. Southwest airplanes are slightly heavier than other airplanes because they insist on painting them blue.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you've never told me that.
I just found this out myself.
You would try not to scare me too, right?
That is also that, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was trying to spare your feelings there, but I did know that for a very long time.
Dana, how are you?
I'm very good. This is a precipitous day for everybody.
Yes, it is.
My foe, Lisa Pam, just convicted. Super exciting. She's convicted in Ontario Town Homes Court of, do you remember?
No, I don't actually remember this.
Election tampering.
Right.
Ooh, it's moving. She was convicted of election tampering.
The ballots, right? She miscounted them?
She miscounted them, yes. And she also tried to pay off a pool boy that she hit on.
I remember you weren't allowed to tell me this.
I wasn't allowed to tell you this.
You were a witness, weren't you, on the stand?
I was the witness. And I was also the accuser. See, I dressed up like a pool boy. I taped everything down and I went out there and I looked just like Angel. That's who I looked like. That's what I would look like if I was a boy.
And I heard rumors about this, but I didn't believe it because I didn't think that you could possibly look like a boy.
Well, it was the one I know because I'm so gorgeous.
You are. You very much are. And you're very curvaceous.
Yes, I look, you know, Pam Anderson, you know, based her plastic surgery on my boobies. Remember that?
I do remember
that. Yeah. So I'm a gorgeous woman, but I'm also apparently a gorgeous man.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
So does that mean that they get to take away your impeachment and you can go and be president of the HOA?
Oh, I wish. No, it just means that Lisa Pam can't be HOA president anymore.
Wow.
So guess what? Another special election. It'll be our third one this year.
That's so crazy. Yeah. It's just weird that you happen to be running this year. That there's all these fraud charges right?
You know, I said drain the swamp. Apparently, I became part of the swamp. It just got deeper. Just got deeper. But now we're draining the swamp again because now I'm out of it.
No, I'm not. I don't think of you as being part of the swamp. I'm kind of like a Trump supporter when the fact that I support you. I don't think that you're part of the swamp.
Well, the difference between me and Trump is that I do recognize that I am part of the problem. And I'm okay with that. You know, I can learn from my mistakes. I went a little crazy when I was HOA president. And we grow and we change. And that's the beauty of being an Ethereal Town Homes resident.
You were being a bit of a dictator, but I was okay with the rules.
Listen, anything for my friends goes. Anything for my friends goes. We got everything we wanted done on your apartment or your townhouse. So.
Right, yeah.
So who cares? Who cares if it infringed on your neighbor's rights? It doesn't matter.
The one thing we didn't do is the jacuzzi that I wanted in the living room.
That's right. You did want the jacuzzi in the living room. Yeah. Well, we compromised and we said that we would do it on your balcony. So that's what we did. Now our neighbors downstairs don't have a balcony anymore because that's where the, you know, it's a deep jacuzzi. Right. It's like 10 feet deep.
And you know, Gary got burnt the other day because he was in the jacuzzi during the day.
Well, that's the silly
His
part.
His skin is peeling off completely.
I saw that. He looks like a banana.
Yeah, it does.
Like an orange banana.
Yeah, but he looks like, you remember last, I don't know if you remember, but last time I was saying I wish that he looked a little healthier, you know, he does. He looks like he has some life in him finally.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So red makes him look more alive.
But he yeah.
Wow. Because he's pretty translucent most of the time.
He is, but he's not right now. You should really see him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, well, you did see him because you saw that he's peeling like a banana.
Yeah, but I don't look at him when I'm here.
I know. You don't make eye contact with him.
You know, he's not nice to my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
How's Henry doing?
Oh, Henry's wonderful. So I finally gave my 2 weeks' notice at my job. Did you know I had a job?
No, I didn't. Well, no, I did, but for the sake of the listeners, I didn't.
Well, thanks for doing that for them, being the audience surrogate. That's great. But yeah, I gave 2 weeks' notice at my job, my marketing job. You know, you know what I do marketing for? You knew this, but
yes,
the listeners
I know this,
don't.
Yeah.
So I'm
you gotta remind them or inform them.
I did marketing for the Army. That was what I did. They surprise, surprise, they need a marketer. That was my job. Seeing all those commercials you see where they, you know, jumping out of airplanes and
right.
and you know, saving lives and disarming bombs. Well, that's me.
Yeah.
I wrote and produced and directed those. I did try to star in them and they said, you know, that's too much. So I didn't get to do that. But yeah, I gave 2 weeks' notice at my job because we're going to go out on the road soon.
We are.
And Henry's so excited.
He is. Is he excited about? Well, let's remind everybody that I'm the manager.
You're the tour manager for this book tour.
Right. Does he know this though? Did you tell him yet?
Absolutely, he knows.
Okay. So yes.
Listen, whatever I say goes. I'm the alpha.
Okay, good.
I'm the alpha in this relationship,
all right.
And he's my
beta. So I'm the tour manager, and what that means is I get to schedule all of his poetry readings. Right, and I'm going to have my own calendar. What's going on with that?
Yeah,
you said you'd give me one soon.
Well, yes. So I got you a planner.
Oh, what? Here. I don't know. No, I wanted one of those flower calendars. Didn't we talk about that?
Well, I thought we did.
Okay, well, whatever. Planner, what?
It's a planner. It's like a book.
Okay.
Did I do bad?
No, I just...
I'm so upset now.
No, please. I'm so sorry, Dina. I don't mean to be like this. It's just... You know, I just had something else in mind, but I can do a book.
Well, just describe it for me, because clearly I misheard or I wasn't listening.
Well, I thought that I could take it, put it... Every time we go into a different hotel, I wanted to hang it up, like one of those flower calendars. Every time we change the month, there's a different flower.
I love your vision. See, that's why you're the tour manager, because you have a vision. You can see things.
Thank you.
You know, I didn't even picture that.
I'm sorry. I felt like I was very disrespectful.
Well,
right
no,
now.
You weren't disrespectful at all. That is the job of a tour manager, to be a ruthless dictator. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
See, I taught you well.
Mm-hmm.
I taught you well. See, you know, I got impeached as the Imperial Townhomes HOA president. I don't want you to get impeached as a tour manager,
I know
for this book tour. So, you know, I'm giving you enough leash here. You know.
Well, they voted me out of CVS, remember?
You did get voted out of CVS.
The employees and stuff, yeah.
Well, you know, your displays just got too provocative.
Yes, well, I wanted to include every religion. So I did the different religions and I put the boxes in different... Science.
Explain to me the choice to make Jesus the David's penis. Explain that to me.
Well, I wanted to make sure that that again, like I said, like everybody is included, and I wanted to be creative. So
that's a brilliant explanation.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Just you wanted to be creative. I've never heard anything.
I wanted to make
more
friends,
concise.
Really. I wanted people to laugh. No, I don't make people laugh.
And
it's a problem.
Well, it's good for us though, because we don't do humor.
No,
I don't
have a sense of humor.
No,
but I remember I have that condition where I laugh.
You laugh at inappropriate times. And I don't get humor. Though I did, I will say, you know that my, you know, Roy just turned 10.
Yes.
And he does stand up comedy, which little genius, right? Well, he just turned me on to this young comedian. Oh, I don't remember her name. Oh goodness, Hannah something. Hannah's. Anyways, I didn't know this, right? Because, you know, most comics, they go on and on and on, you know, with setup and punchline. This little girl, she just makes mildly interesting observations.
Okay.
And that's it.
Well,
and you go, oh, I can relate to that, kind of. And it's funny, I'm told. So
well,
I think I get stand-up comedy now.
You think you understand it?
I think I understand it.
So what, it's about observing things?
It's about observing things. So I'll give you an example.
I've never been to a stand-up comedy show. I haven't gone to your son's show yet.
That's right.
It's at the old folks' home downstairs.
That's right. You have a phobia of old folks. That's why you don't go.
Well, I mean, my mother's old, and you know how I have my relationship with her, so I feel like I'm going to have a relationship like that with everyone.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some nice old ladies down there. Not everyone's a mean old lady.
Oh, well, okay. Well, all right. Well, if your son is going to do a stand-up show, then I'll go.
Okay.
He's going to do another one?
Well, he's headlining next week.
Great.
You're going to go? We're going to have to do it before tour. But will you go with me?
Yeah. Well, let's get some margaritas before.
Okay. But, okay, let me give you an example of how this works, okay? This is the stand-up comedy that I understand. So you look at something, and then you make a comment about it. So, like this. I have a bottle of water in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say, oh, I stuck my finger in it. It's warm. And that's stand-up comedy. I made an observation, and that's what it is.
Wow.
You did it.
Wow. So I don't really understand that.
I know. It's a tough art form.
Wow, okay.
But I got it. I think I cracked the code.
Is this what your son does? What?
No. He's much better than that.
Well, I hear you can make some money off of this. You think you can get my son into this situation?
Do you think this is a marketable skill?
I think so, maybe. I mean, I'm, you know, the hot dog on a stick, they haven't been giving him as many shifts lately.
He's still a hot dog on a, I thought he'd left hot dog on a stick.
No, well, he went back.
Oh, yeah, because that's the only place that would hire him.
Well, he said he's going to sue them, so they, you know.
Smart boy.
Well, he, you know, because he's like Gary, you know, he threatens people.
Yeah, and, you know, and that was part of what you liked about your husband.
I did. Yeah. Well, I liked his, I liked bad boys, you know.
And I like him nice and pushy over. Like,
well, yeah, but Henry's not very smart, so, you know, no offense, but.
No, none taken. No, it's not my brain, it's his brain.
There he goes with his car. Just drove away.
He just got a new motorcycle. He's so cute.
All right,
on that
sorry,
thing.
I get those two confused.
Did you say car?
I did say car.
Well, it's one of those motorcycle cars. So it's three wheels.
Right. And he has one of those little seats next to him, right?
So I can understand that some people it looks like a car. But I call it the motorcycle because he puts on his leather jacket and I just think he looks just like
well,
James
yeah,
Dean.
He looks like he's getting on a Harley, but it's not a Harley. All you're missing is one of those dogs with sunglasses.
We're going to throw some sunglasses on my dog Cooper and then we're going to do it. Oh, that's nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, you're getting me started.
Well, okay, so we'll have some Danishes now?
I'm just thinking we're getting ready for tour, and I'm really
okay.
excited about
oh,
that.
Right. Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, okay.
Well, you were yeah. taking your job very seriously, keeping us on
so
schedule.
So how many suitcases am I allowed to take with me?
You can take two suitcases.
Just two? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to have to help me pack and decide what to take.
Well, I'm not going to help you pack. I don't have an eye for that at all. You know who's good at that, though?
Who?
Henry.
Really?
Surprisingly, yeah.
Well, he's very stylish.
He is very stylish. And that means it's really good at packing suitcases.
Well, yes, he'll decide my outfits.
You know, he'll probably put you in a nice, you know, white skirt and some black pumps. That always goes well together. Just only the classiest.
Well, I have that. Well, I told you I don't wear skirts because, remember, I wear long skirts. I don't wear short skirts. Remember, because it's
of course.
You know,
of course,
slutty.
And you know, you're looking directly at me when you said that, which you have to because we're the two people talking.
Right.
But also, I feel like you're judging me because I'm currently wearing a skirt.
Yeah, but that's different because there's shorts underneath.
You know, you make a good point.
And when you see people, they say, "Well, I like your skirt," and you always correct them and you say, "That's a skirt."
Well, would it change for you if you wore basketball shorts? If you wore, you know, biker shorts under a skirt, would it be less slutty for you?
Yeah.
So you'd go shorter in that case.
I would. I just haven't thought of that. The bicycle shorts.
Oh, I just thought about it now.
No, we can try that and we'll see how I feel.
Okay. What about this? I'm gonna throw this out there. What about yoga pants under, like, shorty shorts?
Well, I like that even better.
Yeah,
so I'll try that.
Nice look.
Maybe that'll be my look for the tour.
Oh, that'd be a great look. And you can wear some high heels with that. Oh, it's so classy.
Yeah. My little slip-on heels.
You look so nice. And with your perm, just look amazing.
Thank you. Well, two guests in a row have now flirted with me, so... Remember?
That's right. That's right. I think it's because of your long skirt.
Yes.
But if we took it up a little bit and threw some yoga pants on under there, I think
there'd be more guests that would flirt with me?
I'll start hitting on you in that case. That's what I'll start doing.
Oh, Dana,
that.
You're so silly.
Aw, thank you so much.
I love you.
I love you too. Well, we're going to take a short break. We're going to get some coffee.
Yes. And
then we're going to be back with our guests.
Yeah, Dana has some cherry Danishes today.
You guessed it before. You had a little piece before we started recording,
yeah,
didn't
you? Yeah,
I
did, yeah. That's why my blood sugar is good now.
That's good. I'm glad it all evened out because we were a little crappy when we got here.
We were, yes.
So nice.
And I was a little mean to you and I apologize.
Oh, don't apologize. I loved it. Okay. You can be meaner to me.
Okay.
Listen, I told you I like it.
All right.
Like I said, I'm. It's now two guests and a co-host to fit on you.
But it's true. It's very true.
It's amazing.
I'm winning.
Well, here's your prize. A break in a Danish.
Great.
We'll be right back. Thanks for flying Delta.
I woke up like... I woke up like...
Thanks for checking in. That's a good one to start, right?
That was so good.
I just thought of that. I didn't plan that.
Just right off the top of your head?
Yeah.
You should be on one of those improv teams. Where do they do it?
I couldn't do that, no. Like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? I love that show.
Whose Line Is the Good One? Also, SNL. They improvise a lot on that show.
Oh, that was the one where the tall guy, Will Ferrell, was on, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He's so hunky.
He is. You know what I find the most attractive of with him is his eyes. Yeah.
Yes.
They're very intense.
They are intense. They look like they're looking right in your soul.
Yeah. Well, they probably are through the TV.
He's like an oracle, that one. I would love to sit down with him and get him to read my palms.
I wish he was a ghost so we could have him on.
Yeah. You know, Will Ferrell, please keep eating.
Yeah.
And then you can be on the pod.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
We'd love to have you. I just like repeating things that you say. Just so you know that I'm listening.
Yeah, I know you do that a lot.
I do it a lot.
You know, when I get mad, you repeat stuff too. Remember when I get really mad? You repeat what I say.
Yes, I do repeat what you say.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're getting mad.
No, does it look like I'm mad? I think my face is not doing what it's supposed to.
Or you were just doing the acting. Like you were stepping back into time.
Well, no, I'm not an actor. Listen, I'm a singer.
How could anyone forget that?
Right.
Carole Lufganza is my favorite singer of all time.
Thank you very much.
A gorgeous voice. Give us a little taste. Just a little, just a one note.
Since you've been gone.
You've been working on that one for minutes.
Yeah, I have.
That's nice.
I would do a lot better if I had the lyrics in front of me because I tend to forget them.
That's how Kelly Clarkson works too.
Yes, one of my favorite singers. You know, she was on American Idol.
She was?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Because you're not really into this kind of stuff.
No. No. What I am into, though, is nature documentaries.
Yeah, right. You love watching the lions.
Yes, I was watching... it's so embarrassing, listeners. Just to remind you, I turned on what I thought was a Beyoncé documentary called Queens... Turns out it's about mothers in Africa, African mother animals.
Wow.
I'm so silly.
Yeah, you couldn't get together that night because you said you were busy watching it.
Because you know how I feel about my Beyonce.
Yeah.
When Renaissance came out, you didn't see me for a month.
No, I didn't. I only heard the Beyonce through the door.
Yeah, so it was a good album. I stand by it.
She's a good singer. I don't usually say that about a lot of people. Only Kelly Clarkson, Celine Dion, and Beyonce.
That was big of you.
I think Whitney Houston could, you know, she needs some lessons. Well, she could, not anymore, I guess, but so.
How do you feel about JoJo Siwa?
Well, she's a dancer, right?
Yeah. She makes music, though.
Oh, I didn't know about that. That's... Well, so I'm going to go on my computer and check that out. What do I Google? JoJo Siwa?
JoJo Siwa. Her new song is called Karma.
Okay.
It's a fun one.
She sings
about cheating on her ex.
Oh, wow.
It's scandalous.
We'll have to check it out.
Yes. And be prepared to hear a lot of cheering, because there's a lot of cursing in that song.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll have it on low then.
Yes, listeners, just in case you don't remember, people cheer and scream when they hear cursing.
To hear at the Ethereal Townhomes. Yes.
Well, listeners, for those of you who don't know how this podcast works, let me tell you. We have a community board here, and we invite guests on after they submit stories. Am I explaining this right?
Yeah, so they, you know, you can put your story up on the community board.
Yes.
Real ghosts, nothing made up.
No.
We'll know if it's made up.
We will. We're really good at that.
And then you put it up there, or you can send it into the, what is that, email?
Yes. I'm going to be honest, nobody's really sent anything in yet, though, even though I have loads and loads of listeners. We have a lot.
Well, that just means you have more storage on the email.
That's true. I have to put up my Carol Ufganza singing file somewhere, you know?
On the drive, then?
And so Google, yeah, Google Drive is full of...
You have a lot of them.
Well,
you've taped me every time you tape me at the karaoke.
Yeah, I just recorded you. Well, obviously I have you on recording singing since you've been gone, but yeah. And, you know, I put in requests, even if you don't know the song.
Right.
I tried to get you to do Mac the Knife the other night by Frank Sinatra. You didn't even know who that was.
No, I didn't. No.
So, yeah, but I like hearing you sing. It's nice.
Thank you very much.
You know, for a while, Henry used to get mad at me because I used to listen to you sleep, you know, to fall asleep. It's so comforting.
Right, yeah. Well, I have a very unique way of falling asleep.
Yeah, well, I have to listen to something that I like to listen to, and that was you, baby.
Oh, thank you. So what now? We read the story? What's going on?
I'm so sorry. I think I'm having a little bit of a sugar rush from the Danish.
Yeah, do you have some of my medication?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because that medication kind of puts you to sleep, though, a little bit, huh?
Yeah, well, it helps you not laugh.
Yeah.
So it dulls you a bit.
I don't like that.
No. All right.
No.
Well, let me know when.
Thanks for offering, though, Dana. You know, but, I mean, Dana. See? I told you, sugar rush.
Yeah, too much sugar.
Thanks for offering, Carol.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know why I'm delaying this so much. I'm excited to get to our guest.
I know,
me too. It's a fun one today. Are you going to read the first story?
Sure. So, story one, someone was singing with me.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Carol, you better be prepared to be nice.
Okay, well, I didn't realize. Okay, well, I'll keep reading then.
Listen, if you want to hold my hand, Carol, I won't say no.
I was in the shower singing. I stopped for a while because I wasn't happy. And then I heard a woman's voice singing along as I saw a person pass by my door frame out of the corner of my eye. No period. For reference, I have a small bathroom. It's a shower-bath combo, and it faces the door frame, so no room for mistakes. No period again. My mom was downstairs making dinner, so I assumed she came up to grab something. I yelled out, "Huh," and heard nothing. I finished up my shower and then asked my mom if she came upstairs because I saw someone short pass by the doorway while they were singing. She immediately said no, but before you said, "Huh," I heard a woman's voice saying something up there. I never told her I heard a voice yet, let alone a woman's voice. Cool part. I Googled signs that you're being visited by spirits, and right as I scrolled, I felt the tip of my nose get warm and fuzzy, like a spiritual nose boop. We think it might be my great-grandma, but of course not sure. All I know is that the vibe in the house feels peaceful. Anyone else have experiences like this? Update. I asked my grandma if she grew up listening to that song I was singing, Beyond the Sea, a lot, and she said, Bobby Darin. That song played all the time. We all loved this song. Listened to this song in a few houses I lived in. Harry James also did this song. It was in a lot of old movies. Harry James was a famous band leader. Grandpa was an underline blank. Her husband was also a band leader. And there's an emoji with a scared look on his face.
And some red cheeks. Well, please welcome to the podcast. Someone was singing along with me.
Yes, welcome.
Hello.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're well.
Welcome to Subway.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I in Subway?
I woke up like this, the podcast. Oh, we just don't say normal stuff anymore.
Oh, yes. I have dementia. I'm sorry. I forget where I am sometimes.
Oh, that's okay, but you're wearing a very nice floral dress.
Yes,
it's beautiful.
I have yoga pants on underneath it.
Well, there you go. I like her now.
See?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
I'm glad. I'm so glad you like me. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. What's your name?
My name's Janice.
Janice, okay.
Jan, short for Janice?
Yes, that's Jan, nice. Short for Janice.
Do you like Jan, for us to call you Jan or Janice better?
Well, I'll see what you choose and then I'll know.
Well, what about this? My mom had a cousin she would call Janny. How's that?
Oh, you've already given me a nickname.
Well, yeah. Listen, I'm asking your permission first before I give it to you.
I like it.
You like Janny? That's nice.
Yeah, that's cute.
I like Janny.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're not Jewish, are you?
No.
Oh, that's good, because then I wouldn't be able to name you the same thing as somebody who's living.
Oh.
No. Really? That's a thing?
Listen, I'm a Jewophile. I know a lot about the Jews.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I've been to a lot of bar mitzvahs in my day.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yes. Wow. So listen, how did you die? What's going on here?
That's sad.
Well, let me tell you the story. I was creating a scrapbook for my great-grandson, George. I was using an X-Acto knife to cut out the pictures.
I know where this is going.
And I forgot that I'm not supposed to use an X-Acto knife anymore. And I cut myself, and I was bleeding.
Oh, wow.
I said, I have to call for help. And so I said, help. But nobody heard me.
Well,
so I died.
Well, that was a very, very, you said it like that, because it's very weak. No one's going to hear you if you yell it like that.
Well, I heard it.
It's too late now, because you're not alive. Okay, well, you heard it?
I heard it a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I said, say it loud, and then I said, help.
Okay, that is quiet. Now that you've done it again, it's very quiet.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
How would you tell her, because you're a singer, how would you tell... I don't mean to assume your gender.
But wait, isn't she her?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I only bring this up because my son, he goes to school and they're doing all the, the things with the gender inclusivity and the LGBT. And I just want to make sure that I'm inclusive.
I'm all for inclusivity.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
that's nice. So yeah, she her? That's great. How would you tell her? Because you're a singer. How would you tell her to do better breath?
Well,
stuff?
Okay. Well, the thing is you've got to fill up your lungs with air first,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to pretend like you're throwing a baseball across a field
your mouth, right?
Yes, and so you shoot it. You shoot the target with your sound. Help!
Help!
And
help!
Yes. Well, your voice is weak, and that's too late now because you're not alive. So there's no one that can help you.
Oh.
Maybe Whitney Houston.
Oh.
But I'm sorry. But that's how I would train someone is I'd say throw a ball into the field with your voice.
So I would say that if you were to go back and go haunt your family now, I would say teach them that skill. And then when they, fall and hurt themselves and can't get up just like you did, they can then throw the baseball with their mouth.
Yes, I want to learn how to find my assertiveness so that I can help my family.
Yes, you seem very scared. Are you scared because, or frightened, or I don't know, anxious? Is it because of how you died?
Because you saw my Henry. My Henry just walked by in a towel.
Oh, well, I am a little turned on, but I wasn't going to say that myself.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very attractive. We all know this.
He's mm-hmm. very attractive. Was he riding his motorbike with three wheels?
Yes, that was him.
Yeah.
That's my Henry.
Oh.
Doesn't he look great on that?
Well, I can understand why he would enjoy being with a woman like you.
I got huge knockers, and I got beautiful, gorgeous blonde hair.
Yeah, Dana was the most popular person in our high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can imagine that.
Yes. And were you popular in your high school, or what?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
No, but that's okay.
Well, I understand.
I made scrapbooks for everybody.
In high school?
Yes, I've been scrapbooking since I was 5.
Wow, is that how you made your money?
Yes, I'm a professional scrapbooker.
Wow, so how did people pay you?
In jam.
Wow, okay, so all right, jam. Well, that's a good way to get paid. I never thought about that.
I have a question about jam. What's the difference between jam and jelly? I don't know the difference. And I've always wondered, and I figured now's the perfect time to ask.
Well, let me tell you. Jam has fruit in it, and jelly, the fruit's all been taken out.
Who takes it out? Who takes it out of there?
Taken out, and all the remains is the jelly.
Oh, well, all right.
I didn't know the distinction, but that sounds right.
Yeah, so you made jam, though. You didn't make the
jam, jelly. I didn't make jam. I was paid in jam.
Oh, you were paid. Right. I'm so sorry. I just
keep
thinking
about it. And then I resold the jam.
Okay. Do people know that? It's like re-gifting.
No, they didn't know, but now that I'm dead, I feel free. I feel like I can talk about it.
Wow. So that was what was hindering you? You felt like when you were alive?
Yeah, I was constricted.
Wow.
See, girl, this is what I'm talking about. Everyone seems to be so happy that they're dead when they come here.
Right,
and it
makes
me long for it more. And I know I have it so good here on Earth, you know?
You do.
As a human woman.
No, I wouldn't be able to live without you. You can't, you know, you can't go.
Well, I would haunt you.
I know, but it's not the same, because you'd be busy out with your ghost friends. You wouldn't want to come hang out with me.
I have a lot of showers that I got to look into, you know, while people are showering.
Right, I know, but...
I didn't say I'm going to do it. I just said I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, you know.
I think you should look forward to it, because maybe it's the dementia, but I feel more free than I ever did in life.
So sorry again, side note. They just brought up that they have dementia.
Right, yeah.
So if I don't go now in this gorgeous body and with this gorgeous brain, you know, I might go too late and then I'll be stuck with old lady body and dementia. No offense.
That's true. I'm stuck with these haunches forever.
But the beautiful part is you do see them one more time.
Haunch.
Would you call your breasts?
Haunches, right? Haunches.
Well, are you from a different country? Excuse That's gorgeous. Me. That is amazing. I've never heard that before.
Well, that's what Gary said to me when I took off my shirt. He said, look at those hunches.
No, I really meant...
Do not apologize for... Because you have a way with words.
My nether regions. My haunches.
Haunches. Yeah, I remember that word.
My down under.
Australian, another Australian.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
Oh, no.
I think she's talking about her, you know.
Her vagina.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
My downstairs.
Woo! Right. Oh, that's not quite a curse.
Yeah, no. But, so listen, what, you scrapbook now while you're dead? What do you have other hobbies or what's going on?
Yes, I'll never stop scrapbooking. It's my happy place. But my other, the other things that I love to do...
Well, let's see if you can remember. You have dementia.
That's true. I find myself in a place and I don't know where I am. And my pastime is to figure out where I am and how I got there.
Wow. I used to do that too. I used to have a drinking problem.
Oh.
So I would often find myself just standing in a corner thinking, oh, how'd I get here?
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So this takes days sometimes for you to figure it out?
No, I second that question.
Not days, but if I haven't figured it out in about 3 hours, then I give up.
Wow. And so what, the scrapbooking helps you to not have dementia then? Does it help you focus?
Oh, no, nothing will help me to not have dementia.
Oh, wow,
well,
okay.
It does help me feel something.
Wow.
That's very interesting. Do you think it was all the smoking that everyone did, and, you know, back in the day?
Oh, yes. I smoked like a chimney.
You did?
I
wow.
sucked in and into my lungs, and it went down into my nether area.
Well, okay. Though, so, that's why you talk about them often, because it's, you know, the smoking, it's connected, right?
It's all connected.
Right.
It's all connected.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, your body, I mean, the organs are all connected by highways and stuff. So, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And the smoking, it went down in their organs.
It
and
went
it
down
traveled.
The highways, yes. Right.
I didn't know this.
The internal highways.
I'm not a science girl, so, you know, I don't know this stuff. Thanks for sharing
what's
that
with us.
What's
your choice of cigarettes? Marlboros or, I don't know, the mint ones? What?
Menthols.
Oh, the that's what they're called, the menthols.
Yes.
All right.
Because
menthol
they
lady.
Have a minty flavor.
Oh, that's nice.
I always loved a good minty flavor.
When I used to smoke in high school, Carol used to get so upset with me. I used to smoke Marlboro 27s.
Those are bad.
So you smoked menthols. Dare you judge me?
Oh, I would never judge you. I don't judge anyone. I just sing to myself.
So that's what I was going to get to. I would.
Well, okay.
Should we all sing together?
Well,
this is a touchy subject for our Carol here.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, from what I heard, it seems to me that have you been complimented on your singing or what? Have you been in a competition before, a singing competition?
Yes.
Okay.
At the community center.
Okay, what
oh,
did
it's
you...
nice. They just redid it.
Yes, it's very nice there.
So, okay, so what? You got first place or what?
I didn't get placed, really.
All right. Okay, well, what song do you like to sing then?
Well, I like to sing Somewhere Beyond the Sea.
Right. Oh, right. That was in the story.
The song.
Right.
That's where I go to all the places that I find myself in. I sing that song until I realize where I am.
Now, will you remind me what that song is? Because I don't think I know it.
Oh, yes. It goes, somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. All right, I'm probably never say this again, but I think you're quite good.
Oh,
thank you for saying that, because I was also going to say that, Carol.
Oh, you too.
Yes, I actually feel that, which is it's very hard for me to say that because I usually get jealous of people, but I'm not.
Carol's grabbing my hand really hard right now.
I see that. Be careful. Be careful of that hand. You know, I've been trying to find my voice my whole life and my whole afterlife, and I think I might find it here.
Yes, well...
You do seem to be getting louder.
Yes, yeah. I think I am.
I think your singing lessons are working, Carol.
I'm thinking about throwing the tennis ball across the room.
Yeah. And my thing is, too, if you envision hitting someone in the head that you don't... Someone that you don't like.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you don't like?
Oh, yeah.
That's where you get your power.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
That's where you know...
I feel it coming. I feel it coming up from below.
Wow, from the nether regions.
My power... I think it's coming.
And so when did you die? What year? And
sounds recent.
It is, but I can't remember.
Because you remember dementia?
Right.
She smoked too much through
right.
her vagina?
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah, is it recent? So what, your family misses you, George?
No.
He didn't even help you, right, when you died?
No, he didn't miss me. They didn't notice I was gone for about... 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Yes. They didn't, but then the smell came.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And then they noticed.
Oh, wow.
But none of them wanted to clean it up.
Wow.
So.
And you saw this happening.
Oh,
you were
yes.
Above there?
Yeah, I kept forgetting what was gonna happen, what had happened, but it came back to me.
Well, did you have a husband or what?
Yes, but he passed on. Now he's He has more exciting friends.
So he doesn't hang out with you?
He didn't come back for you?
No.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm sad now.
That's really... Yeah, I would hate it if Gary did that to me.
Now, how much Fox News was playing in the background while you were lying there, waiting to be discovered?
Oh, a lot. I listened to a lot of it.
Wow.
Who was your favorite on Fox News? My favorite, it's got to be Gutfeld. So funny.
I know, isn't he great? He's so hilarious.
He does the kind of comedy that I like. It's just observations. That's it.
Yeah, we like the same person.
So funny.
I like observational comedy, too.
Really? Wow.
Wow, I think we would have been friends.
I think so. Yeah.
We never ran into you in the townhouse community before.
No, we didn't.
No, because I was downstairs in the old folks' part.
Oh, that's why. Right, I don't go there because my mother's older and we don't get along. I'm always afraid that someone's going to be mean to me, but I see that you're nice.
What's your mother's name?
Teresa.
Oh, yes.
Vanderbilt.
Oh, yes. I saw her from afar.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's not very friendly. She's in a wheelchair with a hockey stick, and she hits people.
You know what? I brought a scrapbook, and I have a picture of your mother.
Did she hit you with a hockey stick? I see her.
Do you see the blood coming down?
I do, yes.
From the hockey stick?
Yes, I do.
I took a picture of myself. I think it's called a selfie.
Yes, it's when... Yeah, that's exactly... So what, you...
And I scrapbooked it.
Wow.
My favorite thing about this photo is it's clearly taken as you are being loaded into the ambulance.
Yes. I never let ambulances stop me from scrapbooking.
I feel like if you didn't report this to the police or anything like that.
I didn't
need
to.
Or the constable?
I didn't need to. They came... The ambulance reported it.
Right, I know. She's got a slap on the wrist.
I would double check that.
Well, I think that Teresa has friends in high places.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely friends with the custodian. Let me tell you that.
Barnard?
Yes, Barnard. And I always said Bernard, and he's... That's not my name.
Barnard.
Yeah, it's Barnard. So
it's like meeting a Megan. You think it's Megan, but it's Megan.
Right, right.
Yes.
The weird thing is we don't know where she got the hockey stick from. So,
well, I gave it to her.
You did?
Yes.
Oh my.
Why would you do that, Dana?
Well, because,
gracious.
I miss my mother. She's not dead. She just doesn't live here. And I miss her a lot. And so, you know, your mom really wanted a care package. And I said, okay, I'll make a care package. And she said, I want it today. And I was like, I don't have time to run in the store. And she said, grab whatever you can. And so I grabbed one of Henry's old hockey sticks, threw it in there, in a Ralph's bag.
No, oh, well, there you go. Well, I'm not mad at you for that. I mean, you didn't know. But, she just doesn't like other people, so...
She never hates me, so I'm not concerned about it.
But. No, because she always liked you more than me, but I'm her daughter. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, I think she just doesn't... I think she trusts you more, you know? I think that's her way of showing how much she trusts you.
She told me that her daughter can't sing.
Well, all right. We'll see. Now, okay. Well, she's jealous. Because my mother, when I would sing, she'd say, you're a horrible singer.
Yes,
but I know
that's what she said.
Right.
She said she's a horrible singer.
Are you sure you can talk about this, Carol?
Well, because my mother, she liked to sing ABBA at home when she'd be cleaning. And I think she wanted to be a singer secretly. And so when I started to get up on the kitchen table and sing, she'd tell me to get off.
Jealous.
That I'm yes.
She was jealous.
Well, you know, fun fact, Carol was actually the inspiration for the Coyote Ugly movies.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Carol was one of the first people ever to get on a counter in a bar and start singing.
That was a very sexual movie.
Right, yeah. Well,
yes, we got a curse word.
Is cheering.
Is sexual a curse word?
It is here in Ethereal. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just forgot.
Yeah, they based it on me, but they made me sign an NDA, so I'm not really... Only Dana can talk about it, but I can't.
I didn't sign nothing.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I did, but I did. Oh, I did sign something, but I signed it Dino. That's not my name.
Very clever.
Yes, and so they didn't want anyone to know that I'm behind the story. They wanted to put sexy women up, you know, to play the roles. And
yes.
That's me, though. I was, yeah.
Yes.
First woman in history to sing on top of a bar.
Yes. Yes, I see it. I see it. And your legs.
Yes.
Under the long skirt.
Yes, you see.
You pulled them. You pulled the skirt up a little bit?
Well, a little bit, just to get up the on ankles? The bar. Yeah, I showed a little bit of ankle.
A little ankle?
Yeah, skin. And people cheered.
Yeah, a little bit of ankle, but they also had that handicap elevator right next to the bar, so it was extra helpful.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
They lifted you.
Yeah, so there was a movie based on me, but, you know, I'm really...
They changed the
They changed
actors.
Almost everything, yes, about it. So, my mother's just jealous. That's basically what we're trying to say
here. That's pretty much it.
Well, yeah. I would be jealous if my daughter thought up Coyote Ugly, too.
Well, is your daughter jealous of your voice? Because it sounds like you... I mean, you've got a great voice. We just heard it.
Yes.
Carol, don't get upset. She's got a great voice.
Yes.
Yes, she does. I'll be honest.
Yes. So, is your daughter jealous, or your grand, or great-granddaughter, great-grandson?
Really?
Yes,
wow.
Yes. They're so jealous. They say I have a terrible voice.
Really?
Yes, they told me that. They still tell me in the afterlife.
Well, do you think it's because you have a terrible voice, or is it because you pop up in really, you know, uncomfortable places?
Like the shower.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want my grandmother popping up while I'm in the shower.
Yeah, I do pop up. In the shower a lot.
Why do you choose a shower of all the places?
Well, it's steamy, so it gives my body a sense of fullness.
Oh, okay.
I long for fullness, like when I was alive.
Right, because now you're just empty and
but the steam fills me up.
It's also, Carol tells me, good for the vocal cords.
Oh, yes.
Right, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's Carol's favorite place to sing.
Carol, let's hear you sing something.
All right. Well, okay.
What about the song from this?
Well, I don't actually know that song very
well. Do you know
well.
The other one? L is for the way you look at me.
So L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one. I see. V is very extraordinary. We're not syncing up.
Because I forgot the words. Well, I'm just waiting for you to say the words.
Yeah, well,
and then
I forgot
I say them
too.
A little after you.
It's better if I have the words in front of me. That way, I could really invest
in
the song.
Yes.
Just got a brilliant idea for a show where you do duets, but it's dueling duets. So you see who can sing, you know, higher than the other one.
Oh.
Wow. Well, maybe you can pitch that to the local news station.
Yeah. Do you know anybody?
Pitch that to Bernard.
Oh,
try it out in the old folks' home first, downstairs?
Yes, the custodian sets up open mic nights in the old folks' home.
Oh, he's in charge?
Yes, Bernard is in charge.
Well, yeah, wouldn't your son know him?
Well, I know him. I'm the momager. Yeah, so that, you know, that's why I don't talk to anybody. That's why I don't recognize you from the old folks. Because I'm going into momager mode, you know, and I'm just making sure that everything on his writer is in there.
Yes.
Yeah, so her son does stand up comedy at the old folks home. I guess you just missed it.
He's 10.
I must have seen him there.
Oh, you know Roy.
He's very talented.
See? That's what people tell me. I don't do humor. I don't understand humor that much. I like two comics. Greg Gutfeld and that Hannah girl.
Oh, I like the Hannah girl, too.
Well, Howie Mandel isn't bad either. I really like him.
But he makes me uncomfortable because he's so afraid of germs. It's uncomfortable to watch.
Right.
I'm just concerned he's going to get dirty the whole time.
I'm afraid of germs also, but then when I died, I realized I didn't need to be afraid of anything.
Well, so what does your day-to-day look like then?
It's just, I'm just free. I float through the air and I kiss the germs.
Wow, you kiss them. And how do they taste?
Delicious.
Wow.
Which one's your favorite germ to kiss?
The common cold.
Really?
That's a fun one.
It's everywhere.
Well,
it's convenience. It's not a choice. It's more convenience.
It's a choice and a convenience.
Mm.
Wow. So do you think, is it true, though, that the ghosts then spread maybe the viruses?
Oh yes. Well,
that's
so that's
heard.
How yes, it spread.
That's what I heard.
They See, spread. I told you science isn't real.
No, it's not.
It's afterlife is...
Well, listen, we're skeptics. We're skeptics.
We are.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, there's things that aren't explainable, right? Science is not explainable. So you got to turn to things like ghosts and spirituality.
Yes, well, you think that. How could the common cold get onto this wall and then you realize that a little two-year-old licked it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, well, yes, it's so very true.
There's a lot of things that you see when you're a ghost that other people don't know happen. Because people don't want to do it if they think someone's watching.
Oh, I understand.
So I see things that people don't know I'm seeing.
Do you want to...
In the shower.
Oh, okay.
Oh, such as?
Such as... I don't know if I should say it.
Well, you can say it.
Well, your husband... In the shower, he likes to dress up in his leather jacket and do a little ditty and sing a song.
See, that's fine for me. That's embarrassing for him. That doesn't reflect on me one bit, so.
So, haven't you noticed his jacket's wet all the time, or what?
Yeah, do you think I'm paying attention?
It gets very wet.
Well, it doesn't stay on for very long.
Oh,
well, all right.
I won't watch that part.
So have you seen people brushing their teeth in the shower? And have you seen people not washing certain parts? People
yes.
forgetting certain parts?
Yes, and certain parts are very dirty.
Well, all right.
I heard that some people in the shower don't wash their legs. They just kind of hope that the soap from the top of their body makes it to the bottom of their body. Have you seen that at all?
Oh yes.
That's sad.
That seems like that bothers you.
In my old age, I couldn't reach down to my legs, so I just hoped the soap would make it down there.
Oh, I think you'd love it in the modern times because we got this thing now that it's got a washcloth at the end of it, and it's like a long stick.
Oh, it's like a loofah stick or what?
You don't even have to reach down. You don't even have to bend over.
It's a loofah.
Is that what it's called?
It's called a loofah?
Oh, it's called a scrubby thing.
Yeah, loofah. Oh. But the one you're talking about is on a stick, right?
It's a scrubby stick.
A scrubby stick.
Yeah, well, yeah, so you...
I've seen those.
You've seen those.
I mean,
she didn't die that long ago.
Oh, did you get to use one of those before you die?
I had one, but I didn't use it.
I thought you would have loved it. That's my bad. I apologize.
Well, so what? People that don't wash their legs, what, is that a bad thing, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I don't.
Well, that's...
I just... well,
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to.
Well, I guess, you're thinking about gravity, which is just a theory, you know. It starts at the top and goes down to the bottom.
Right,
I get that, but you got to make sure that you're getting your targeted areas.
Well, all right. Well,
What are the targeted areas?
Well, have you ever wondered why your feet are so dry sometimes?
Yes.
Mm. Well, you got to get down there and you got to wash them. Otherwise, all that stuff builds up down there.
What do you mean? Like in between the toes and stuff?
In between the toes, on the bottom,
all right,
skin cells.
I'll do it then. Next time, I'll see how it feels.
I'll tell you a story.
Oh, I would
love
that.
All right, well, I like stories.
Well, one summer, I looked down at my toes and I saw little bumps all over them. And I went to the doctor and they... got a worried look on their face, and they said, "Do you shower with a lot of other people?" And I said, "No, no, I don't." And then on closer look, they realized that the sweat glands of my feet were blocked up, and it was causing a lot of little bumps on my feet.
Wow.
So all I had to do was exfoliate them.
Well, so they were concerned about that? So what if it got real bad? What would happen?
It did get real bad.
Well, and it sounds like that that wasn't a deterrent to not do it, because you didn't even use your scrubby stick to get undone there.
No, no, I didn't. I will never use a scrubby stick. I just use gravity.
Huh? You can tell I'm getting upset, because I'm getting all southern. I'm getting all southern. So sorry. I'm just, you know, you have a tool at your disposal and you don't use it. It's upsetting.
I refuse to use it.
No, you don't have to shower now, though, where you are, right?
I don't have to, but I like the steam. She likes to. Steam.
Okay, you still like it.
I do like the steam.
Right, you like the steam. But do you have showers up where, you know, ghosts are, I guess, where you hang out?
No showers. No, okay. No.
Oh, it sounds like they're it's objectionable to take a shower up there because there's a lot of people that shower. Or what's the deal?
Oh no, in my experience, you can't shower, and the problem is if you died with dirty feet, you're always gonna have dirty feet. So the moral of that story is to not ever have dirty feet.
Oh, I understand. Oh, that's why we're talking about this. Okay. So what, you still have bumps on your feet or what from that stuff?
No, luckily that happened before I died.
Well, you know, you can pop those bubbles probably somehow.
Ooh, those are fun.
But you don't have them, but if you did, you could pop them.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's your opinion.
Potato, I say tomato.
Well, if I still had them, then I would ask you if you would pop them for me.
I would do it for you. I would pop them.
I feel like I've made a friend today.
You've made two friends, I hope.
Yeah.
And a third one if Henry keeps walking by in that towel.
Right.
I think I would feel like we were all in this together if you sang a song as well.
You want me to sing a song?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not very good.
No, Dana's not good at all, but if you want.
Would you like me to sing a song?
I would.
Well, okay, I guess. All right, well, Dana.
The somewhere, is it the somewhere beyond the, okay. Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. I don't know the rest of the lyrics, but that's what I got.
Well, yeah.
I think...
Okay, Simon Cowell, give it to me.
Well, you tried. You threw the tennis ball too hard.
I did.
Oh.
You need to throw it softer, but aim. You gotta aim, but you don't throw it that... Exactly, see?
I think she's better than both of us.
Well, what Carol's not telling you is that I took singing lessons and it changed my voice. So I really did try hard.
Yeah, she did.
I can hear it.
But sometimes people, they think that they're meant for something and they're not.
Right. Sometimes the people we hire to help us end up hurting us, and that's okay. Right. And I think that's what my singing teacher did.
He hurt you?
I think so.
Well, I'll haunt him for you.
That's nice.
Yeah, do you want to? We can give him her number.
Yeah, we'll do that. I have his business card.
Oh, good.
His name's Eric.
I'll follow him.
Yes.
I'll follow him now that I have my voice. I'm going to use it.
And tell us how he showers.
I will.
We'd like to know that, right?
We do like to know that.
He won't ever be able to escape me.
Well, good. Yeah, you seem like a very nice old lady, but you're also... I wouldn't want to cross you.
No.
No.
No, no. No, no. No.
So it sounds like you're doing really well in this part of the afterlife, right? You're not, you know.
Dare I say I'm living my best afterlife?
Well, that's a good. I would like that on one of those inspirational quote things.
Well, I want TJ Maxx. Well,
I've already made a scrapbook for you with that on the cover.
Oh, great.
Oh, well, that happened so fast.
Wow.
We didn't see that happen.
Yeah, I guess you have
superpowers.
I brought my
supplies.
Oh, you did? Well.
I have superpowers that came with death.
Well, does everyone get that or only special people?
I don't know. I just know that I have them.
See, you're not very competitive, it seems, because if I was, you know, you, I'd ask other ghosts, what kind of special superpower do you have? I'd get competitive.
I guess I'm not very interested or... I guess I'm... I don't know.
Now, what's the one thing you regret?
Oh.
Now, Carol, why are you trying to make our ghost guest feel sad?
Oh, I get... Well, I mean... Well...
Though I would like to know as well, what's one thing you wish you didn't do in your life?
One thing I wish I didn't do?
Yeah, what's the, you know, a regret? Something that you look back on and you think about a lot. And you think, oh, gosh, maybe I shouldn't have run over the family cat and then lied to them and told them that I didn't do it. Just an example.
I wish that I didn't hold my tongue for so long. I wish I'd let it out.
Yes, sister, speak on it. Preach.
That's great.
I wish I'd used my scalpel for more than just... this stuff.
The scrapbooking.
The scrapbooking stuff.
Is there scalpel your tongue, or is it a real scalpel?
Both.
You were a doctor?
No.
I wish I had used it
on some people.
Wow.
You know who you should listen to, if you can, in heaven, or that, whatever you're doing? Beyonce.
Yes. I've heard Beyonce, and I like Beyonce.
What's your favorite Beyonce song? Name one. This is where I get competitive. She's my favorite.
Oh, well, she just came out with a new album.
Oh, see, you are a fan. I knew it. I knew I liked you.
Yes, and she covered another one of my favorites, Dolly Parton.
Jolene. Yes.
Right, yes.
Yes.
Will you sing us that one, Carol?
Jolene. This is good. We're on the same... Okay, good. Well, Dana, you see, we were doing so good. Well, okay, we'll talk about this after. I'm sorry.
No, give it to me now. I can handle it in front of our guests.
Well, you know, so we were doing good. We were on the same note. We had the same tone. We were throwing the baseball the same time. And you came and you just took a baseball bat and you hit it out of the park, but it was a foul.
Oh, I thought that she hit it out of the park in a good way.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
That is very nice. All right. Well, I love you, Dana.
No offense, I do trust Carol a little bit more because she is my best friend and she wouldn't lie to me.
You're right.
Though I do take your criticism on board as well. Thank you. I learned that in my LinkedIn call this week.
The what? Say it again.
Oh, no.
I take your criticism on board.
I didn't do any criticism.
Well, I think being overly nice is tantamount to criticism.
You think it's bad?
I do think it's bad.
Oh, you're right.
I think you need a little bit of constructive stuff, you know.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
If you're nice to people all the time, they're not going to get better.
Right.
That's true.
That's Carol's method to raising children.
Right. Well, you know, my
criticize
child...
and run away.
My 40-pound child that...
Well, he's not 40 pounds anymore. He's 15 now.
Yeah, right. But when he was born 40 pounds. You know, I'm not really a part of his life much. And I'm really critical of him. And he's got his job back at Hot Dog and a Stick. So...
Well, that's also because he refused to buy him more clothes.
Hot Dog on a Stick is a reputable institution.
They're great.
Yeah, well, I sometimes like to put on his outfit that he wears to work.
And I still haven't gotten my outfit to give to Henry.
Right. For the shower.
Well, after the shower.
Both.
Was that a fantasy of yours for him to work at a Hot Dog on a Stick?
I've talked about this. I love a man in uniform.
Right, right.
A hot dog uniform.
He can be in the hot dog.
Is it
he can have his hot dog out.
Both.
He can be the thing holding the hot dog.
Both. All of the above.
All of it. All right.
Yeah. Police officer, firefighter.
You have a lot.
Meter maid.
Do you have a whole costume closet?
Yes. We're doing very well financially. So yes, we can afford all these
costumes. You can afford a lot of costumes.
My favorite costume that I make him wear sometimes is Elsa from Disney's
Frozen. Oh, let it snow.
Right, right.
Let it snow.
That's very good.
Yes.
You two could do a revival of a we Frozen could, yeah. musical.
I'd have to be Elsa.
We could both be Elsa, I'll be Anna.
Well, how?
You'll be the other Elsa. It'd be two Elsas and an Anna. I'll be the
Well, no, you'd be the snowman. Oh.
I could be.
Now, why is that?
I could be the snowman.
I don't think it'd fit in that costume.
No, well,
I'm too pretty to be in a
that's true.
You were, that's true.
I'm afraid of you overshadowing us because you're so beautiful.
Well, thank you for your honesty.
That's true, and I'm old and pruny.
Right, so, you know, you've got...
So you should play the troll.
Oh.
There's a troll in that movie?
There's a lot of trolls in that movie. They play little rock trolls.
I don't think I want to be a troll. I said what I felt.
Well, did you ever comment on someone's Facebook post?
What?
In a negative way?
Yes.
Well, then you're a troll.
You're a troll.
Oh, okay. I'll accept that, and I'll take that into my heart, and when we play the parts, I'll use it.
All right. Listen, we're going to get back together with you again. I really like her.
Will you stick around with us so we can close out this podcast episode?
Yes, I'm always in the shower, so...
So that other ghost... Okay.
Well, he's gone now.
Right.
We got
he left,
him.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're going to stick around and help us close this bad boy out?
Yes. Ta-ta for now.
Oh, we're not going to say that. No, instead what we're going to say is, thanks for coming to Chili's.
Okay.
This is I Just Woke Up Like This.
Yes.
Come on back now. You hear?
Yep, come on back.
I woke up like... I woke up like... I woke up like
thanks for calling Spectrum Mobile. This is
Howard.
Harvey.
I woke up like this.
I woke up. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought.
No.
I was gonna do the podcast name.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we were talking
play
about
Howard.
Well, we were talking about Howard.
Harvey.
Yes,
Howard.
Howard Harvey.
Yes.
He lived because he was her neighbor, remember?
Yes. Oh, your neighbor's with Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were just talking about how, he would play his guitar real late at night.
Yeah.
So we were talking about him.
How was it living next door to a local legend like that?
Oh, it was not good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Yes, because the women would wait outside and there would be no parking spots.
Well, yeah, wait outside for what?
For him to come out.
Wow. Well, he does a lot of the talent shows here in New Mexico, right?
Yeah. Carol told me that all those women were waiting outside for pizza because he would order a lot of pizza. Is that not true? They were waiting for him?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's not much to look at.
I like pizza.
Right. So you would have waited outside if it was pizza too, right?
I would still.
No, but it doesn't sound like there was actual pizza. It sounds like they were there to try to have sex with him.
Yes, you can have an allure even if your outward appearance is not as so attractive.
Well, it's the guitar. Men with guitars
are attractive. Yeah.
See, this is why I don't believe in science. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Because that is scientific.
It doesn't make sense, but it's true.
Right. It is true.
Jenny, have you ever dated... yes, I'm going with your nickname that you didn't yet tell us about. Have you ever dated a musician before?
Oh, yes. Many, 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 many.
Oh, sounds like you got around.
Yes. Well, yes, I did.
Many. I've never heard someone say that many in a sentence.
How many manys did she say?
She had said five.
That was many. A lot. That's a lot. Yeah.
Many.
Have either of you stared at a word for long enough and gone, that's not that word anymore?
Yeah. It's like dementia.
I saw thousands of men within that word.
Many men.
Staring at the word college the other day, don't ask me why, and I was staring at it, and all of a sudden it just didn't look right to me anymore.
College.
College. Just didn't look right after a while. College. I was like, there's an A in there somewhere. No.
College.
Well,
stare at it later. It's freaky. When you're taking breaks between showers, find something that says college
on it. Pencil that in for later.
You have pencils.
I have lots of pencils for my scrapbook.
Yeah, she has all the
different colored pencils.
This is how we'll get rid of your planner, and we'll get you the other planner.
Oh, okay.
Which is the thing. Do you need a planner? Would you like a planner?
Yes.
It's maroon.
Okay.
You'll be okay with maroon?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's got a strap that holds everything together. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're okay with that?
I like straps.
Oh, right.
I lost the pencil it came with. Is that okay?
Not really, but it'll have to
do. Well,
you
got pencils, so it should be fine.
That's true, I suppose.
I don't think you sound grateful enough for this gift I'm giving you.
Well, I'll be honest. I thought that you were going to ask me to create a planner for you. I thought you were going to hire me to create one. So then when you said you're going to give me your old unwanted planner, my feelings were hurt.
Oh, all right.
In my old self, I would not have said anything, but now that I have my voice, I'm just letting you know the truth.
Okay, well, we'll let you create one. But you got any jam in your fridge? Dana?
I won't accept jelly, so.
I can wrestle up a couple of cans.
Cans?
Yeah, because, you know.
Cans of jam?
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Doesn't come and drink.
Dole makes them.
Yes.
That sounds not right. I don't think I can resell those, but I'm dead, so it doesn't matter.
Right. There's no real currency up there.
It saves better that way in a can.
Yeah.
You can keep it in the cupboard longer if it's in a can.
That's true. You
can. Then you can transfer into a jar.
And then, yeah, because yeah. Once you open a can, you have to take the contents out. I hope you know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I hope you.
No, we just take a piece of foil and put it over the top.
I hope you don't.
It stays for
months. Do that. No.
Well, I keep the cap, that rigid cap, then put it over it.
What rigid cap goes over a can?
You know, when you cut the thing off the top.
Yeah, it can cut you.
Oh, you call that a cap?
Yeah, well, a rigid top.
A rigid cap.
Yeah, a cap.
It's like a jagged cap.
I suppose it is a little like a jagged little cap.
Yeah, so what, you can't eat, you have to take the stuff out of the can?
No, take it out.
Or you have to eat it all in one sitting?
Yes, or transfer it to something
that
else.
That doesn't sound right to me.
That's correct.
Well.
You could look it up in the encyclopedia.
I hate to bring this up, but one of us is dead here and the other two are not. Right. So clearly we're doing something right.
That's true, and I died from a jagged edge.
Oh, there you go.
So, we're right, you're wrong, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have to break it to you that way.
Well, yeah. I'll go cry in the bathroom.
Oh, you don't have to cry.
Yeah, well, so what, Dana offended you?
No, I just don't like being wrong.
Whoa, okay.
I always feel the urge to be right.
I hate it, too. I feel like a ball of fire in my stomach when I'm wrong. And I'm
yes, a ball of fire.
Right, yeah, and it kind of goes up and it comes out of my ears.
Yeah, it might make you vomit even.
Right, it might. Do you feel like that when you get offended?
Absolutely. And I'm feeling a feeling right now, and I don't do this often.
I feel a feeling.
I don't do this often, Jan. I'm going to apologize for my behavior. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I don't apologize often. Carol knows this.
No, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take it, the apology.
Well, if you're not going to accept it, I'm going to take it back.
Oh, don't
just
take
like
it
the
back.
Planner.
I want it.
Well, thank you. See, we got to the root of it. It started with the planner.
Yeah, it did. It all started with that.
You know what? To honesty, I've learned so much about myself today.
Well, I think your feelings were hurt because I tried to give you what you thought was a re-gift. And then my feelings were hurt because you told me that I'm storing my food improperly and possibly poisoning my family. See?
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Right.
Yeah.
And I got mad because you got me a planner instead of one of those hang-up calendars.
I hate hang-up calendars myself.
You hate them? I like them.
Unless they're personalized.
And I enjoy loose pieces of paper just strewn about. You know when you get those little cards from the dentist that say, come back in 3 years. I love those.
And you put them in a place, like
a drawer.
Shelf?
Mm-hmm.
A loose shelf?
Mm-hmm. It's got stuff in there.
And then you have to go through it and sort it.
Yeah. And that's tough. Not everyone can do that.
No. And you could make a scrapbook out of them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
We should scrapbook all three of us together.
Yeah.
Let's scrap together.
We'll put it in the planner and we'll find a date. We'll scrapbook together.
We can put it in the planner and you'll put it on your hanging calendar.
Right.
We'll go to a store tomorrow and get one. I don't want to give false advertising. I don't want to advertise for a store on here anymore if we're not going to get.
Right, we haven't been getting anything from anybody.
No nibbles.
I thought you were going to pay me with canned jam to make one.
Well, it's open. I don't think you want it now. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go buy you some of the fancy, nice kind.
You were going to pay me with an opened can of jam?
Well, it's not bad. It still tastes good. Right, I just had it this morning on toast.
All right. I'll accept it.
Your tone of voice says otherwise, so I'm thinking I'm going to send Henry down to the store. We won't say which one, but it rhymes with Schmevious. He's going to have to get some...
canned jam?
No, we're going to do the glass. I'll be nice.
A jam jar?
Yeah.
Well, okay. You're doing me a favor, but also, rehoming something.
I'd like that.
That I bought with a lot of love. You'll like it?
Yes, I like that. Kind of jam.
Okay, we only buy strawberry in this house. Does that work for you?
That's my favorite.
Well, there you go.
Well, all done.
All right, well, we've figured it out.
We all figured it out. So what's next?
Are we doing a second story?
Oh, that's right. I'm going to read this story. No, what we do on this is we just read it and then we comment on it after. You think you can handle it, Jannie?
Maybe, if I don't forget it.
Don't forget it.
Right.
You're auditioning to be our third co-host.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding, but thank you for coming on.
Oh,
thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This is called Story... This is Story 2, The Girl. Excuse me.
It's good already.
Thank you so much. Was that a good vocal warm-up, what I did? That
yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Deep breaths, right? Everyone's looking at me. I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh.
When if you could just look at the floor.
I'll look at the bathroom. I'll look over at the bathroom.
No, you can look at me. I'm gorgeous. One night, me, my aunt, and my uncle were sitting in my grandma's living room talking about all the strange things and feelings we have had to us in my grandma's house. I told my story that happened to me around the age of 8. My uncle told his story, and it turns out we saw the same little girl many years apart. It was in all caps. I had to scream it.
Right.
My story, in parentheses. I had been staying the night with my grandma, which meant I was sleeping on the couch. The wall the couch was placed against gave me a direct view through the kitchen straight to my grandparents' door. It was late, and everyone in the house was asleep. I could not sleep, which left me looking around the dark house while laying. After a while of laying, just staring, my eyes were well adjusted to the darkness. As I looked towards my grandparents' door, I saw a young girl with short brown hair and bangs wearing a white dress looking at me. She wasn't doing anything. She just stood there at the door looking straight back at me. Out of fear, I turned my body the opposite direction and forced myself to sleep. Parentheses, uncle's story. I am telling the story on his behalf, not knowing every detail, but this is what I remember him telling me. My uncle had seen my aunt, 12 at the time, walk into my grandparents' room. He didn't think much about it and followed her in about a minute later. When he walked into the room, he looked around and did not see my aunt. He asked my grandma where she was, and my grandma responded by saying that she had never even been in the room. She was not even home. During that time, my aunt had short brown hair with bangs. My uncle said she was wearing a white dress when he saw my aunt walk into my grandparents' room. A detail that may be related to the strange girl is that the mirror above the couch, I was slow.
You were slow?
That's how the story ends, just slow.
Yeah, there was slow. They didn't finish
it. They didn't do a word check. They didn't do a spell check.
Right. Or, yes, that.
Or a grammar check.
Yeah, or maybe they got haunted and they got scared and they stopped.
Oh, maybe. I think I know that girl.
Maybe something got cut off. Oh, something did get cut off.
Oh.
The couch I was sleeping on directly lined up with my grandparents' bathroom mirror when their door and bathroom door were open. Well, didn't need to read that part of the story.
bathroom. The theme is bathroom.
Right. Ghosts love bathrooms.
They do.
They do.
It just adds to my theory that ghosts are little perverts.
What do you think, other than, for you, the shower?
The steam.
Right, the steam. You think the steam, okay. Well, yeah, because it fills you up. It makes you feel like a human.
Yeah.
I think it's because ghosts looking at everybody naked.
Yes, that's true as well.
Well, it's because it's like I have this thing. If I see skin, I'm looking at it. Doesn't matter if you're attractive or not attractive.
That's true.
If your shirt's off, stomach's out, I'm looking at it.
Draws your eyes.
Right. You've never just stared at a back tattoo just because it was there?
Stared at a back. Yes.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Your feet kind of look like it, though.
A tattoo?
A little bit, yes. You got this. It looks like pockmarks.
I got a little gangrene.
Yeah.
But in my younger days, I got gangrene besides the bottom pustules.
Let's say you served in World War I?
No.
Oh, so he got trench foot just from
my shower because I didn't clean it enough.
Oh
wow.
So clean your shower.
Well, I'm going to do that tonight. That's scary. I don't want to get that.
Exfoliate also.
The pustules.
Exfoliate.
Henry's doing it right now. Thanks, Henry.
Oh, he's very thorough.
And this towel just fell off, so get a look. Get a good look.
I'll look later.
Well, you've seen it already, so.
Can't see it too many times.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I can't get enough of it.
I know. You always talk about it.
It's a little tush. Well, one of us has got to get laid.
I know. Well,
you've only been laid once.
Yeah, and then I got pregnant because of it. And then 40-pound baby.
One time.
We just had sex one time, and he said no more. No more.
Oh, dear.
Working it out, though. We're working it out. So.
Did he eat a canned jam?
Maybe that's what it was.
Been left in there for a while. That might affect his libido.
Canned jam.
What else can affect your libido?
Oh, great question. Bad sleep? Antidepressants?
But he doesn't have any of that.
Not enough water?
Not enough water.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, he's a little bit dehydrated.
Too much pizza? I can go on.
Too much pizza?
Yeah.
Too much pizza. That must be it?
Maybe, yeah. Well,
Just the one thing.
We'll have to figure it out.
We'll just start eliminating things from his diet. First, just canned jam.
We'll start that first, yeah. And then we'll do pizza.
I don't see a problem with the canned jam, but if you want to start with the canned jam,
I'll start with it. I trust her. I trust her with the canned jam.
Is this our first fight, Carol?
I think so.
Should I leave?
No.
No, but you can turn around for a second, because I got to talk to... Listen, we can't fight in front of the guests. We can never fight, actually.
No, I'd be lost without you. All right, I'm going to...
Right, right.
The second time today, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry again.
I'm sorry.
This is a cathartic.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah,
you can turn around now.
Can I turn around? So back around?
What do we think?
It's not
of
your fault.
We should see
in all directions anyway.
We should talk about the story. What's going on here?
Well, I do have a question. Have you guys ever? I gotta get that word out of my mouth, guys. Have you two ever seen somebody go into a room, but it wasn't somebody going into a room?
It was a mongoose?
Or just not anything. Because in this story, a little girl goes into the room, but it's not her, it's just nothing.
Because she's a ghost, right?
Or she's not there.
They're hallucinating.
Yeah.
Well, that can't be it. They didn't say that they were hallucinating. Unless they say it, it's not true.
So they had some bad canned jam, and it caused a figment of their imagination.
Well, they didn't mention anything about canned jam, but I guess it's a possibility.
Yeah, well, if they don't think that canned jam's bad, then they wouldn't mention it.
Right?
No, they wouldn't know.
Right?
No, they wouldn't.
Well, it must have been a. If it's not hallucination, it must have been a ghost. Because if it was a little girl, you know, they would have said little girls like hiding.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
I think I know that little girl.
Really?
Tell us more.
Yeah.
Well, she likes to go in and out of rooms. She goes in and out of rooms all day long.
That's what this one does.
She waits for people to see her, and then she makes them feel like they've seen a figment of their imagination.
Well, and she does this for attention?
For attention.
Wow.
Does she also take Amazon packages?
Yes.
Well.
She knew it was somebody stealing them.
She takes socks, one sock from the pair as well.
Wow. I'm always missing
one sock.
Yeah.
She takes your favorite shirt out of your drawer that you wash and then puts it in the laundry.
That's upsetting to hear.
But yeah, I don't like this girl.
Well, I recently lost my favorite bra. Does she take bras too?
She takes bras. The lining.
And it's hard for you to get those bras.
Well, the Calvin Klein bra, you know, those you are need a the certain, best kind.
You need a certain brand.
Oh, well, they stay up nicely on their own. I just like the way that they look.
Yes, bras. Unparalleled.
I do like them parallel, though, but yes, I get what you're saying, yeah.
Yes, that was just a figure of speech, of course. Yes. They're perfectly parallel.
Oh, are you a poet, too?
No.
My Henry's a poet.
Is he? Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he knows that word. I'll ask him. Unparalleled.
Would you like, we don't usually do this, but would you like to come with us to Chili's after?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to watch you eat chili cheese fries.
We weren't allowed to go back to Applebee's for another month.
Yes.
Were you kicked out?
We were not kicked out so much as asked to leave.
Oh.
Yes, well, because I brought my karaoke machine with me.
Oh.
And they said no karaoke. And kept going.
Let's go to Chili's and I'll be your karaoke machine. I'll sing you the backup.
Great. Let's do it.
That sounds lovely. Well, these people got a ghost. Good luck with your girl ghost. Yeah. Those are the scariest kind.
They are, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had a few young ghosts, and they were nuts. I wouldn't want to have them back.
No, they're stealing our packages and one of our socks. No, thank you. Well, good luck to these people. Yes. Hope they keep all their fingers. This has been wonderful.
We got in a few fights, and
my afterlife has been changed forever.
Yeah, we have a new friend.
I learned to let loose my voice.
There we go.
They're good for. I'm proud of you. You know what I think it was? It's because I've been on that diet. And then I had a little bit of a danger, so it's just my blood sugar's been on a little bit of a roller coaster ride.
I think you were inspired to let loose your truth, just like I was.
Yeah, that's that too, yeah.
And
probably.
You were a witness on a stand recently, and you were in court.
That's true.
The truth is coming out.
That's, you know, I did get inspired because I did watch that movie where they say, you know, I'm out of order, you're out of order, this whole court. I did it to prepare because I was going to go on the stand.
You have to prepare to be on the stand.
So maybe I'm an actor now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think I should start doing pictures?
Yeah, yes. Well, they've got those...
Moving pictures.
They also have those scouts that come around New Mexico. Oh. And they scout people.
Oh. Yes.
And all you have to do is pay $700.
It's not a lot of money.
No.
And then you become a model.
And what do you get for $700?
A whole career. Well,
yeah, you get to be Angelina Jolie.
But you get to be Meghan Markle.
Literally in the... classroom, what do you get for $700?
You get a picture.
You get a picture?
Yeah.
Yes. And then they say...
$700?
Well, that's what they say. And they put you on camera and they said, we're going to send this off to Hollywood.
I could take a picture of you for far less than that.
Yeah, but can you send a picture off to Hollywood?
That's a good point.
Yeah, see?
You don't even have the address. So...
That's true. I don't have the address.
Mm. Well, a lot of emotions today.
Yeah, there's a lot.
A lot of emotions today. Well, thank you so much for
coming
on.
Yeah, thank you. We love you.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love you both. I love you both and your husband.
Well, you can look, but you can't touch.
Okay. Take that into consideration.
Well,
this was...
This was Starbucks.
Yes.
Enjoy your latte.
And have a great Chili's.
I woke up
like this.
Well, let's do it all together. We can do it.
I woke up like this.
Carol Fconza is played by Claudia Witt.
Dana Shaft is played by Jason Bornstein.
Our special guest today is...
Miranda Kahn.
If you'd like to hear your story on the pod, please email us at iwokeuplikethispod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at iwokeuplikethispod.
That's it?
That's it. We're done.
I woke up like... I woke up like... I woke up like... I woke up like...
Let me see here. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see.
Now will you just say your full name as if it was going to go at the end of the sentence. Today's special guest is...
Oh. Junie Jade.
No, your real name.
Oh.
I love you.
You're already in character. I'm obsessed.
Okay.
You're not even in character.
Okay. Miranda Kahn.
There we go.